Each one of us has had to deal with delayed expectations. You want something to happen, you look forward to it, you're so desirous, but it's not happening. And each one of us at certain points wonder, what do I do when the thing I'm really expecting to happen is not happening? How do I deal with that? Well, the scriptures encourage us in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. When God gives us a promise, we are usually very expectant and we are very desirous to see the reality happen. And so God spoke to the prophet Habakkuk because he had just given him a message. And he tells Habakkuk, by the way, if you don't see this happening immediately, don't get discouraged. The vision I've just shown you is for an appointed time and it will happen, but it may seem to delay. And if it tarries, if it waits or if it delays, wait for it. A delayed vision is not a denied vision. A delayed expectation is not a denied expectation. Hasn't happened is not the same as wouldn't happen. So just because something hasn't happened now doesn't mean it would not happen. And when you are waiting for something to happen, you have to possess your soul. You have to learn to still look up to the Lord. So when the Lord gives you something, a promise or an idea, or you start your life with great expectation and it's not happened, don't throw up your hands in the air, give up on it and say, well, you know, I thought it was going to happen. It will not happen. Well, there are times when you have to face that reality, and that is when the vision originally wasn't from God. But if it is truly from God, then you have to wait for it. And if it tarries, if it is delayed, if it is slow, wait for it. And the passage says that in the end, the vision will speak. There may be delays in a vision, but it will speak. And what does it mean when the Bible says the vision will speak? Well, speaking means manifestation, because speaking is a manifestation of a thought. The word I'm speaking now used to be in my head as an idea. And now I have spoken it. I have manifested it. In the same way, God says, if I give you a thought in the spirit, in your mind, a vision, it will speak. It will manifest. One of these days, it's going to leave the unseen world and be pronounced, and it will become a reality. For each one of you who is nursing an expectation from God, which is delayed, I just want to encourage you. If it is of God, it will happen. And if it is of God and it delays, wait for it. It may take a day, it may take a year, it may take 10 years. God gave Abraham a promise. It took him 25 years to see it in reality. I'm not saying you're going to take 25 years. All I'm saying is if the vision tarries, wait for it. Just as your thoughts eventually become your words, your vision will also become your reality. The vision will speak. So wait and allow God to perfect his work in you and manifest what he has been doing all this time. I am Pastor Mesa Otabo. Shalom, peace, and life to you.